Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the History Lesson Podcast with your host, Ringside Robert.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the History Lesson Podcast with your host, Ringside Robert. Today, we're going to talk about Mickey Ward, Arturo Gatti, Fight Number 2. And in the next few weeks, I'm going to try and hook up with Mickey and see if we can't get him on the show. I've had a couple of people reach out to me and say that they know how to contact him. So if that's the case, we're going to try and do that. So stay tuned. I don't know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to succeed, but that's something I'm going to try. I've got to honestly tell you, the second fight was not as close as the first fight. It wasn't as competitive, but it's still worth talking about. In the first couple of rounds, Arturo Gatti established himself, came out and boxed real well, and in the third round, Gatti put Mickey Ward on the canvas. It looked like Mickey was not going to survive the third round, but he managed to do so. Gatti pretty much dominated throughout the fight, although Mickey Ward had his spots. That was what's so great about these two guys. Even though this, on the scorecards, as you'll hear later, turned out to be a complete mismatch, whenever these two fought, and they fought three times, you never knew what kind of fight you were going to get. It wasn't learned until after that fight was over that Mickey Ward fought from the fourth round until the conclusion of the fight, which, remember, all three of these went 10 rounds. He fought from the fourth round until the 10th round, six rounds with a broken eardrum. Okay? And as you know, when you have a broken eardrum, it affects your balance. So it was a remarkable thing for him to even be able to stay on his feet and be competitive. Can you imagine that? For those of us that aren't boxers, for those of us that are hardcore boxing fans who watch boxing every single week, can you imagine being on your feet for 18 minutes? 18 minutes, six rounds, with absolutely no balance, and you're constantly dizzy. That to me shows what kind of intestinal fortitude and what kind of balls the one and only Irish Mickey Ward had in his boxing career when it came to fighting the one and only and the late great Arturo Gatti. And, I had mixed feelings when Arturo Gatti got elected into the Boxing Hall of Fame. I truly was on the side of people that didn't think he belonged there. But you know what? Reviewing these fights, and I've only done the first two so far. Next week I'm going to do number three. I've got to say, I've honestly changed my opinion on that. For the kind of fighter that Arturo Gatti was, he provided something that today's fighters aren't able to provide us. Every time when he fought in his prime, every time he stepped into the ring, he gave us a hell of a show. And that's something that should be appreciated. And he won two world titles. I completely forgot about that. I knew he won one, but he won two. And that's remarkable in itself. And with the kind of friendship these guys had. Remember, if you need to be reminded about all of this, for those of you that are on the internet, download all three of the fights, watch them again, and also download Legendary Nights, the documentary that HBO did. I rewatched that, and I have been reminded of so many things that I completely forgot about. You know, these guys are two warriors, and two of the reasons why a lot of us love this sport. I mean, I completely forgot that after the two of them had three fights, Mickey Ward, in the next fight, after the third fight, went out to the corner. He came into the ring with Gotti in his next fight. And then in his last fight of his career, Mickey Ward was his lead trainer. You talk about going full circle. For those of us that have best friends or we love somebody very much and we're with them, you know, they're our life partners, which, you know, I currently don't have. But for those that do, that's the kind of relationship that these two guys developed. And to top it all off, I completely forgot when Gotti was elected into the Hall of Fame in 2013, who presented him for induction? Mickey Ward. Because normally fighters hate each other when they fight, you know, three or four times, or in some cases more than that. They can't stand the sight of each other. And for these two guys to develop that kind of friendship, that just blows me away. And if we have that kind of friend or that kind of relationship in our life, we need to be very thankful that we have such a thing. Okay? I normally try to do this anyway because I care about all the people that I'm friends with. But it really brought home the message. Respect the ones you love. Treat the ones you love with respect. And always treat people with the class and dignity and respect that each and every person deserves. And I can tell you from being on various podcasts, that's why we're going to go out of our way each and every Sunday between 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern to treat each person that calls in or tweets us a question on Twitter with the respect. It is perfectly okay to disagree with somebody's opinion, but name calling and using racial terms and all this kind of stuff, it's not needed. And I've got to honestly tell you, we at Ringside Reporter and at ringsidereporter.com are going to stand above and bring you the best boxing podcast on this planet every single Sunday that we're around. And we want to appreciate everybody that calls in. By the way, this phone number handy, because I'd like to see more people use it. 323-870-3857. Make sure you fill up our phone lines every single Sunday, because one of my goals is not only to give you the best boxing that we can give you, on Sundays, but to be the brand new voice of the people and to treat people with the respect that they deserve and not laugh at their opinions or anything else. Anyway, getting back to the fight here, the scores were 98-91 twice and 98-90. But you know what? In a fight like this, the scores almost didn't matter. And, you know, what can I say? I know fight one and fight number three were more competitive. And believe me, we'll talk about fight number three next week. Especially, we'll have more action, I believe, to discuss. But if you guys, you know, really want to be brought back to how boxing is supposed to be conducted, download all three of these fights and check them out. Right now I have fights one and two on my Ringside Robbie Boxing Corner, and I will have the third fight up probably shortly, I hope, anyway. No. We need to appreciate guys like this and wish that we had more guys like this that are fighting in 2016 boxing. And that's why I want to talk about the one and only Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya, and Saul Canelo Alvarez. Now, everybody is ridiculing and skewering the one and only Saul Canelo Alvarez on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all this kind of, and all on all the boxing chat boards and what have you. And justifiably so. Because he's going along with his promoter's decision to have him drop the 160-pound WBC belt and just hand it to Golovkin. And, you know, a lot of people are mad at Canelo, and believe me, I am. I think it's a cowardice move. I think he's gutless and does not have the cojones to actually step up to the plate. But I think the one person you have to be more disgusted at is not the fighter. You have to be thoroughly disgusted, and you have to lay your heat at the feet and the doorstep of Oscar De La Hoya, Eric Gomez, Bernard Hopkins, and anybody else who's associated with Golden Boy Promotions. This is a very bad, horrible, disgusting, despicable business kind of move. I listen to other shows, and I've heard callers call into those shows and say, you know, well, we want to see Golovkin, you know, beat up Anders Laurie Laura because, you know, he's got to take his frustrations out on somebody. Well, that might be true, and that might be a fight worth seeing, especially after what I saw on Saturday with Laura and Vonis Monterosian. I think Triple G would totally dismantle Anders Laurie Laura. Triple G's a better boxer than what he's given credit for. But this is despicable by Golden Boy. It really, really is. I think you need to lay more heat at Oscar De La Hoya than you do Saul Canelo Alvarez. Tom Loeffler and Gennady Gennadievich Golovkin are not at fault here. You have to blame one side, okay? One side and one side only. And my advice to you is when a Canelo fight is announced for September, and if it does not involve one Gennady Gennadievich Golovkin, send him a message at the box office and send him a message with the pay-per-view sales. Now, me, we have to talk about these fights, so I can't very well send a message, or I can't do my job. So I'm definitely going to order whatever Canelo comes up with. But I think for those of you who are sick of people avoiding one another, you need to send a very strong message to Golden Boy and Canelo. And you can do that by damaging their pocketbook, not buying the pay-per-views, and not buying the tickets. Make Canelo Alvarez's next pay-per-view look like Gennady Golovkin's pay-per-view when Gennady fought David Lemieux. And that might teach Oscar and everybody involved at Golden Boy that this garbage has to stop. Canelo Alvarez is not Floyd Mayweather. And believe me, I hated Floyd Mayweather's tactics of cherry-picking opponents. Okay? I absolutely hated that. That's uncalled for, and that's exactly what Oscar De La Hoya and Canelo Alvarez are doing here. But the fighter is willing to go along with their promoter, so you have to blame the promoter in this case. So make sure Oscar gets some heat, but wait until they announce who the next opponent is for Canelo and send a message when it comes to pay-per-view buys and ticket sales. Because I honestly believe that we as boxing fans have to send a strong message. And if we hurt their pocketbook, both at ticket sales and pay-per-view buys, then maybe HBO and other people involved who make money off of Canelo Alvarez's fights will stand up and give us the fight we want. September 17th should be the day that we all get to sit in front of our TV and watch the coronation of the real middleweight champion. We should be able to see Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez in the ring. And I believe Canelo, no matter when that fight takes place, will be totally destroyed by Triple G. I don't see anybody at 160 or 168 that can damage this individual. And if you're all waiting for Gennady to get old, keep on waiting, because he stays in shape 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He doesn't do a Timothy Bradley who gains all kinds of weight and then takes forever to take it off. Gennady always stays around his fighting weight, and he's constantly in the gym. So remember, throw heat at Oscar De La Hoya. He's the one that needs to be blamed here. And the reason why I talked about a couple of these things is because, frankly, there's not a whole lot of news this week. And the fight schedule this weekend isn't really great either. We've got a CBS Sports Network card on Friday, one on Saturday, and we got a Fox Sports 1 card. None of those cards are special. I can't believe I have to watch Sugar Shane Mosley on my TV this weekend, possibly be in line for a title shot. That to me just absolutely blows my mind. But you know what? It probably will turn out that way. But honestly, I hope not. I hope not. Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez, Sugar Shane Mosley, Miguel Cotto, the era of these fighters, the ones I just mentioned, their careers are over. We should not see them on our TV screens and in the ring anymore. They've had their time. Like you have an expiry date on your milk cartons, expiry dates are past. They need to be put out to pasture, and it's time for the new blood. And I'm sick of promoters and TV networks putting these people on our TV screens when they can no longer fight anymore. And that goes for Bernard Hopkins as well. Bernard's got a good gig going with Golden Boy. He also gets paid by HBO when he commentates fights. He doesn't need to put the gloves on anymore. So those are just some of my opinions. And if you want to debate with me on this, you can do it one of two ways. At Ringside Robert on Twitter, or you can call area code 773-572-7781, and I'll be glad to debate with you or answer your questions or whatever. But we must remember two warriors, and believe me, that's going to be the focus of this show. We're going to remember great fights, and we're going to remember great fighters. And two of these guys, they're awesome. They're awesome. And RIP, rest in peace, Arturo Gatti. And I'll say it like I said last week. Even though his death by the Brazilian government was ruled a suicide, I will never believe that Arturo Gatti committed suicide. I will always believe, until I can't breathe anymore, that somebody took his life. That's just my feeling on it. So, I think I'm going to get out of here for now. And believe me, give me your feedback, and I'll look forward to hearing from everybody. Don't forget to catch us on Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern. That's the Ringside Reporter Podcast. 323-870-3857. You can catch Eric Lorda, the host, on Twitter at Ringside73. And Joe Habib at JHabib1. And don't forget Beating the Odds with Beeb. Okay? Fantastic YouTube channel. Check it out. And we'll see you guys next week when we talk about Mickey Ward, Arturo Gatti 3. And like I said, I'm going to try within the next few weeks to try and hook up with Mickey. If the people that I've talked to give me legitimate information. So we'll catch you guys later, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Goodbye, everybody.